This is an excerpt from the article, Go to Work and Give the Government Your Children, the feminist UN Agenda 21 plan to empower women. Allowing children to grow up being heavily influenced by their family is dangerous to the people and organizations pushing Agenda 21 feminist collectivism. Lessons being taught at home may differ from the ideals that the state would like the children indoctrinated to. This is why the family unit is constantly being attacked by these organizations as they push policies that give the state more control over your children. Like the other ideals expressed in this analysis, the idea that the family structure is detrimental to society is a concept expressed in the Communist Manifesto. The manifesto calls for the abolition of the family and looks to replace home education with social education. As a researcher will come to notice, and as will be pointed out in this analysis, the feminist movement often associates with the movement for gay rights or gay liberation, which is another philosophy which tends to view the family unit as oppressive. As an example, an organization calling itself the Gay Liberation Front released a manifesto in the 1970s which had this to say about the family. Quote, "The oppression of gay people starts in the most basic unit of society, the family, consisting of the man in charge, a slave as his wife, and their children on whom they force themselves as the ideal models. The very form of the family works against homosexuality." End quote. Under UN Agenda 21, parents will be forced to allow their children to be raised communally, by society. The Nairobi report states, quote, "Concerted action should be directed towards the establishment of a system of sharing parental responsibilities by women and men in the family and by society. To this end, priority should be given to the provision of a social infrastructure that will enable society to share these responsibilities with families and, simultaneously, to bring about changes in social attitudes so that new or modified gender roles will be accepted, promoted, and become exercisable." End quote. A former Assistant Secretary for Children and Families at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Mary Jo Bain, expressed her beliefs back in 1977 about how families were a threat to children and should be taken from parents and communally raised. Quote, "What happens to children depends not only on what happens in the homes, but what happens in the outside world. We really don't know how to raise children. If we want to talk about equality of opportunity for children, then the fact that children are raised in the families means there's no equality. It's a dilemma. In order to raise children with equality, we must take them away from families and communally raise them." End quote. The current U.S. federal administration under President Obama is following this concept of keeping children away from families and is attempting to launch programs that would educate your children from birth. Before discussing these programs, it should be noted that Obama signed Executive Order 13506 establishing a White House Council on Women and Girls in 2009, which claims will, quote, "provide a coordinated federal response to issues that have a distinct impact on the lives of women and girls." The establishment of a high-level government council dedicated to a woman's issues is also a recommendation of the Nairobi report. Continuing with the concept of the family having less impact in the raising of children, one person who was listed as a regular attendee of the White House Council on Women and Girls, Arne Duncan, U.S. Secretary of Education, addressed a conference at UNESCO where he discussed the federal policy of training children from the cradle to their career. Quote, "The North Star guiding the alignment of our cradle-to-career education agenda is President Obama's goal that America will once again have the highest proportion of college graduates in the world. That goal can only be achieved by creating a strong cradle-to-career continuum that starts with early childhood learning and extends all the way to college and careers." End quote. Another federal official in the Obama administration and regular attendee of the White House Council on Women and Girls, Kathleen Sebelius, who served as Secretary of Health and Human Services, also promulgates this concept and includes the idea of having government officials make home visits to help parents.
Well, I would echo everything that Arne just said about the need to make this a national movement. I think that there still needs to be a great understanding that what the president has put on the table is really a birth to five proposal, recognizing that you can't start at four-year-olds. We really need to start at birth. So there will be an enhancement of home visiting, which we know is an evidence-based strategy that helps parents be good parents.
The federal government is also using television media channels to further their agenda. There are many dubious connections between the federal government and the various forms of mainstream media outlets, including the incredible fact that the president of CBS News, David Rhodes, is the brother of Ben Rhodes, President Obama's deputy national security advisor. In an effort to keep this analysis focused, I will only briefly connect the federal government to one media outlet, MSNBC, before showing how the news channel is pushing the collectivization of children. It is not a secret that MSNBC promotes a left-wing agenda, which they refer to as progressive, and clearly take the side of the Democratic Party. But what needs to be understood is the direct connections between MSNBC and the Democrat Obama administration, currently in the White House. The parent company to MSNBC is General Electric, a company that received direct funding from the banker bailout that occurred in 2008 under Obama. In another questionable instance, the White House was accused of using taxpayer money to purchase advertising time during MSNBC shows to promote their green jobs agenda. Finally, the testimony of former MSNBC show host Cenk Uygur clearly shows the suspicious connection between the Democratic establishment in power and MSNBC to be more intricate than just financial. Uygur was being interviewed by Joe Rogan in May of 2014, where he discussed, among many things, the reason for his departure from MSNBC. Uygur explains how he was expected to base his reporting on partisanship in favor of the Democrat Party.
Now, when I was at MSNBC, as I found out, it turns out they were Team Democrat. And it's one thing to be conservative, it's another, or to be progressive. I think that's totally fine. The Nation is a progressive magazine. That's who they are, right? We're progressive. That's who we are. But we're not on Team Democrat. So if a Democrat is not doing something progressive, we're going to call him out. To me, that's like obvious. I had trouble comprehending that other people didn't think that way, right? To them, who cares what your ideas are, man? Who cares? Your principles? What are you talking about?
Right?
No. This is Team Democrat, and you stay on this team. So, I mean, I don't know if you ever heard the story, but like the reason I left MSNBC is I got a speech from the head of the network, Phil Griffin, who said, "Hey, look, man, I'd love to be an outsider. Outsiders wear leather jackets. They ride motorcycles. They're super cool, but..." I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. I've never ridden a motorcycle. Motorcycles actually kind of scare me. But
they scare me too.
Yeah. He said, but this is NBC. We're insiders. And I was just in Washington. They're not happy with your tone. And we're the establishment here, and you got to start acting like it.
Whoa.
Isn't that amazing?
It's not just amazing. It's like a scene in a movie.
Exactly. That's what I always say. I felt like I was in a movie.
Now that it is understood that MSNBC is not an unbiased news agency attempting to give you the truth, but instead a propaganda mouthpiece for the Democrat Party, the views and opinions of the channel can be put into proper perspective. In 2013, a host for MSNBC, Melissa Harris-Perry, recorded a promotional video for the channel where she propagated the idea that children do not belong to their parents, using the same ideology described in the Nairobi report that society or communities and not parents should raise children. In the promo, Harris-Perry criticizes the view in American society where parents always had a kind of private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. And continues, we haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. Taking this idea even further, Harris-Perry states her belief that your children do not even belong to you.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.